still always have the backup anyways. Just in case, you never know.
You never know. We're very cautious. Right.
Okay. Ready? So I call the March 13th Tukwila Pool Metropolitan Park District to order. First order of business is the Pledge of the Allegiance.
Okay. Everybody stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
I think I have this down by now. Next order of business is a roll call. Commissioner Newfer.
Present.
Commissioner Gengler.
Present.
Commissioner Tyson.
Present.
Commissioner Zapatel.
Present.
And Jennifer Price Cargill, Executive Director.
Present.
And Jerry Frangello Anderson, present. First order is to approve the agenda.
Commissioner Zapatel, for the record, I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Commissioner Gengler seconds that.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Passes. Great. Citizens' comments. No?
Come on, Alan.
No? No, no citizens' comments? Oh, okay. Okay. Consent agenda. Approved minutes from the Tukwila Pool Metropolitan Park District Board of Commissioners regular meeting February 13th, 2017.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for February 13th, 2017. Commissioner Zapatel, for the record.
Christine seconds that motion.
Discussion?
Madam President, I apologize. I was reading the minutes and I did not have a writing instrument. And I know somewhere in the minutes there is a comment where it's just a grammatical, so it's really no big deal, where it says she and it should be he.
Oh, that was
under
Charles.
Hmm?
It was a comment that the person called Charles a she instead of.
Correct.
But you don't recall where it was?
I don't.
On the bottom of.
I think Charles has got.
Do you know where it is, Charles?
On a one paragraph up on page 9, I'm referred to as a she.
She feels it's marked. Yes, second paragraph up.
Yes, there it is. Thank you, Charles. I would just change that to a he.
Oh. I'm sorry, where is it? I'm sorry.
Here.
Page 9, second paragraph from the bottom.
Oh, way down there. Sorry, I'm way at the top. Sorry, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Next order of business, approve the vouchers.
I make a motion, this is Commissioner Gengler, I make a motion that we approve the vouchers. As presented.
Commissioner Zapatel, seconded.
Discussion? Seeing none.
Do you have any discussion, Charles?
Commissioner Tyson, if I could. On the first one, I guess it would be page 22, I'm a little unclear about the invoice amount of $137.02 and the process amount ones, 3702, with the decimal point being different.
Good eyes.
So, if I may answer that?
Go ahead.
Yes. So, the way that Rec 1 charges us,
10%.
It's a percentage of our total revenue. So, the total revenue being 13,702 in the period. So, the charge that we get charged is 1% of that.
1% of it.
Yeah.
I have a question, Madam President.
Just go right
I'm just
ahead.
curious. Jennifer, is this your signature on these pages?
Yes.
Okay. It was difficult to make out. But now I see the whole thing. Jennifer Price Clark.
Do you see all that in there?
And just one comment, and I don't know if this can be changed or not, but is there any way for aquatic specialty services to be spelled correctly?
Well, I mean, certainly.
Like, not a huge deal.
It's entirely possible.
But it's King County, I think, is the people who might have it wrong.
Not necessarily.
Oh, all right. Because we have an aquatic specialty.
Oh, specialty.
Specialty services,
yes,
yeah.
It is.
They're special.
I will make a note.
Thank you.
It's like spaghetti.
And just one other question. Sorry. Page 24, there seemed to be, and I guess I just would like clarification, the background checks, was that for a lot of background checks?
It is. It is for the majority of our staff. I sent them in all at once, and the rest are going in twos and threes.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? So all in favor of approving the vouchers?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Good. Okay. Oops, sorry. Okay, moving on to reports. First on the list is commissioners. Start to my right, Christine.
I do not have anything to report.
Okie dokie. Commissioner Gengler.
Thank you, Madam President. We had a finance meeting, and we've got another one scheduled for next Monday. We're looking over policies, and we're kind of clipping along with those pretty well. And I believe that's all I have to report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Tyson?
True to my word, I did write the state auditor and asked for an audit to see if we are on the, if we are in compliance with what we're supposed to be doing. And I have not heard back.
Okay.
And I have not heard. Commissioners have heard anything back. I haven't heard what anybody else said.
Okay.
So I know I had a little bit of trouble hearing you, so I'm worried that our transcriber might not have heard you also. Can you just repeat that one more time?
I mentioned at the last meeting that I thought it would be advisable to have the state auditor look at issues to see if we're in compliance with also RCWs and procedures. And I did draft a letter to Ms. McCarthy, state auditor, on the 20th of February. And I have not heard back, and I was curious if any of the parties present had heard back.
Oh, no, I heard.
So just to be clear, this was obviously, it wasn't done as the commission doing this. This was on your own, just for the record.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We should probably have it go into the record.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you, Charles.
Do you want to say something about us receiving this on the record so that she can put it in?
Oh, sure. So Charles has handed out the letter that he addressed to Pat McCarthy to each of the commissioners, and one has been given to Jennifer Price Cargill for the record to be entered in. Thank you.
So this is Commissioner Gengler. Is that okay? Can I speak? Just butt in. I just want to make sure and clarify. So Commissioner Zapadil, asked Commissioner Tyson if he did this as a citizen, but it appears that you did this as a commissioner. Am I misunderstanding that? And I say that only because your signature says Charles R. Tyson, Commissioner, Physician 5. And it looks like the...
I would like to say that I did write it as one of the commissioners.
And
in the position of one of the commissioners.
Well, and certainly the body of the letter is very much talking about the commission and your experiences and...
The second paragraph of the first page refers to my fellow commissioners. So these are just issues as a commissioner that I felt had to be clarified as far as compliance were concerned.
Madam President.
Yes.
I don't know if this is something that I have no idea. This is something that should go to our attorney as well. Or we can just wait. No sense in creating charges if we don't need to.
I mean, it's a short letter. I don't know.
If I have an electronic, well, I can send it to our attorney. If we want him to act on it, that might end up incurring charges, but if I'm just sending it to him, just FYI, is that what you're...
Just kind of keeping him in the loop,
sure.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I'm thinking...
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a bad
$25
idea.
$25
charge. I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Charles?
Yes.
This is Commissioner Newger. On the last paragraph, are you asking for the executive director to send you a copy of the last audit, or are you asking the Washington State Auditor to send you the copy of the last audit?
That does seem to be in there. Lastly, I respectfully request that our office.
I think you meant yours.
No, Ted, I'm supposed to be your office. There's a Y missing from that.
Oh, okay.
I think I corrected that by hand when I sent it out, as I recall. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Nothing else? Just a Commissioner Zapata?
Just a quick update. The legislative substitute bill, sorry, Commissioner Zapata for the record, substitute bill 1456 and substitute Senate bill 5138 have each passed their respective bodies or making their way through the other. So it looks like our substitute bill that we would prefer is on track. And so I'll let you know if any, as the progress happens. I attended the Finance Committee meeting, which was well done. And finally, a reminder, the egg hunt is Saturday, March 18th from 1 to 3. It was a really popular event. And I just want to go on the record and say thank you to Lolly and Pox, who have donated the first prize baskets that I picked up today. And my report.
I guess President Frangello Anderson. The only report that I have is that we had a really good marketing meeting on Friday. A lot of good ideas, a lot of people present, bouncing a lot of stuff for April Fool's Day and future events. It was nice to see the staff involvement, which was very exciting. And of course, we do have the egg hunt on Saturday, which is very exciting. So we're hoping that we're going to have a really good turnout for that. And that is the end of my report. All right, Executive Director.
In there that you have a little bit in red about one of our candidates was brought forward to a second interview, and there's a hot update with that, which is she was hired. So her name is Michelle Simpson, and she's going to start on Wednesday. She's extremely experienced and the whole committee really felt that she has exactly what our pool needs right now to help get us to where we want to be. So we're extremely pleased with this hire, and I'm very much looking forward to her starting on Wednesday. That's a big one. couple things that aren't in here. One is that I have scheduled an audit through our insurer, WCIA, to do an audit of the facility, just making sure that the safety and things that, you know, their concern is prevention, and so is ours. So they're very good at going around a facility and looking and seeing what are the things that could potentially be safety hazards. So that's scheduled for April 21st. Also, something that's not in here is I've been spending a good deal of time the last week or two or three updating the information in Rec 1, specifically to make it more usable and more not just user-friendly. I'm really trying to get us to transition to the 3.0 version, which we've been sort of stuck in 2.0 for a long time. 2.0 doesn't have any technical support, though, so trying to move us toward 3.0, training staff, getting myself really, really well acquainted with it so that I can get the staff where they need to be on it. And we're definitely making progress. We found a lot of new, wonderful gadgets in there, so that's nice. Regarding the school district interlocal agreement, an update since this was written is that I was able to confirm that our attorney's info was forwarded to the TSD's attorney, and I wasn't able to confirm whether or not they were told that time is of the essence. I specifically asked, were they told that, and I did not get a response to that part of the question. I asked it twice. And I feel like, based on what I'm seeing here, it's important to clarify that the current arrangement that we have with the school district was not something that I created or anyone on this board created. It was something we inherited. And so we are making it work and trying to get to a place where it is more equitable and more in keeping with the RCWs, and that's something I've been working on for almost a year now. But it was something that was in place before I started. So, okay. Regarding,
sorry, Commissioner's out of the record just because you talked about that. I was just curious. It said in here that, I think I read something, maybe it was in an email, that Alfonso indicated that our lifeguards, are we on the same page, right, with lifeguard or not lifeguard?
There was apparently some misunderstanding that Alfonso thought you and I had told them that we were going to be providing lifeguards. And he then apparently communicated that to somebody at Foster High School, who then communicated that to Ms. Jones, who runs the class. I don't know the exact time frame that this all happened, but so I, you know, went backwards through through the steps and talked to Clinton Long, who's vice principal at the high school, and he insisted that that's what he had been told and I had told him, and so I resent him the emails where I said very clearly, no, we are not providing lifeguards. And so that clarified that, but then he did say to me, well, Alfonso is the one who told me this. So I went back to Alfonso and I said, you know, I'm pretty sure we spoke on several occasions where we were really clear about this is not being offered. And he said, well, yes, but then at the last meeting we had, I asked if you guys would be offering them, and you said yes. And I was like, that's not what we said. That's not the question we thought we were
being
asked.
Where are we right now, then?
Where are we right now is he has my guess is, and I'm speculating here, my guess is that he went back to Dr. Berry and said, didn't they tell us they'd be providing lifeguards? And she probably said no, because he came back to me saying, I'm sorry, I did misunderstand.
Okay, good. So are we back to where we were?
Yeah.
As far as, because that was a big equity issue. So
yeah.
It sounds like we're on the track too.
It does, although because of our request to have it be the attorneys that discuss it now, I have been, you know, not talking to him about specifics about the agreement. I did send them a copy of the agreement that I thought that we had come to, the things that we had discussed, and so that he could then forward that to their attorney and they could see from our perspective, here's what we thought we were, you know, here's the agreement we thought we were coming to. So saying that. Time's of the essence. Do people know? Do people know when?
So this is Commissioner Newkirk. We don't have a time frame.
Not right now. Right now it's in attorney's hands. And based on what I've seen from their attorneys, this getting to this point, this is nowhere near a priority for them. It took them, I want to say in the neighborhood of 2 months, maybe longer, to even read the first draft of the agreement and to send back their notes.
Well, we just need to keep courts pushing, even if it's daily.
Yeah.
And even with, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, that's, it's just, it, we need to create this priority for them. I appreciate that they may not, you know, it may not be for them, but the squeaky wheel will eventually get the grease, so.
I have been contacting them weekly, yeah.
There is, this is Commissioner Gengler, there is a school board meeting tomorrow. It's at Tukwila Elementary. The school board meetings are every first Tuesday and, wait, first and fourth? No, I don't know, I'll have to, second and fourth?
I thought it was second and fourth.
Yeah,
second and fourth.
Makes sense. So, and then we also had drafted a letter that we didn't send, so.
Commissioner Tyson, can I just put a comment from what I read in the local news that this appears to be just a portion of the dysfunction within the school district, that there's other issues that they're trying to deal with at this time.
Okay, well, moving on to
Before we do, this is Commissioner Newker. So in the past, we've expressed a willingness to get together in a special meeting to expedite. So I think I just want to say that out loud again to reaffirm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If nobody objects, then I think we need to be willing to move quickly if we get to the signatures.
Absolutely. I think that there's been, I know I've heard that loud and clear from you guys, that once we have something to agree to, that a special meeting is definitely on the part of the plan.
And as Commissioner Newfer, I think I should express that I'm very uncomfortable with how long this is taking. To almost the point where we might have to pull a plug somehow. So I just kind of want people to know that I'm very, very uncomfortable. So.
This is Commissioner Gengler, just so we can continue beating this horse. Just an FYI, the school district is in the process of creating course catalogs for next year. Mm-hmm. So I guess that I think that it would probably be a good idea if we try to, if we somehow let the school board know that this is important to us and we need to get this done. I know that it's, you know, I understand that in the priority of things that the school district is dealing with, this isn't top, but it's top for us. And so, as Commissioner Zapadil said, I think we need to do a lot of squeaking.
This is Commissioner Newfer. I will be at the, my plan is to be at the school board meeting tomorrow, but I was planning to speak on another matter. So I suppose I could talk to somebody maybe before or after the meeting, if that would be appropriate. Really, the attorneys, I think, should be talking to each other. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, it's really hard to say because of the fact that it is that the attorneys are independent people. They, you know, they have to be told to make this a top priority by the people they work for. It's not going to be us that tells them that.
Well, Commissioner Zapdol, for the record, I as a commissioner, one individual commissioner, would like to give direction to our attorney that this is a high priority. So anything he can do to communicate and articulate that to the other legal counsel would be what I would like to see as a direction.
Commissioner Newfer agrees with that.
Yeah, I mean, we even contacted Brian, Commissioner Frangiello Anderson, to see if he's been able to reach the school district attorney or?
We haven't been given their contact information.
We're still waiting.
Oh, I thought we had.
No.
Oh.
That was not provided to us. And so lacking that, I said, well, can I give you our attorney's information and you can have your attorney contact him? And they agreed to allow me to give them his information.
Well, the attorney for the school board is public information. So if we need to, we could always do a records request. I have a feeling that Dr. Rick Maloney, who's in charge of HR, would be more than willing to give the attorney information if somebody called him.
I can make that request, sure.
Yeah.
I was told that it was Dr. Berry that made that decision, so, and I contacted her a few times about it.
Right, but Rick Maloney might be more accessible.
Started this weekend. Her name is Fadumo, and the other starts tomorrow. Her name is Ramona, and I completed Ramona's training today and Fadumo's training last Friday, so they're rolling. They're doing very well. I've already got some good feedback from their work. Very happy to have them on board. And the last thing was about the exposure control plan and policy item that you have in front of you. Just so you know that a revised policy has been developed and it will be on the agenda in April.
It's been sent to Brian.
It has been sent to Brian.
Thank you. Going on to pool operations report.
So an update from this is that Mike from Ironclad has now come out and taken a look at the work that needs to be done in the bathroom, and he thinks it's going to be a fairly quick and easy job. And they have already come out and cleared out the areas on the pool deck that were blocking the drainage.
Oh.
So that part is already done.
Good. 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 Commissioner Frangillo Anderson, did he give you an estimate for the floor in the bathroom?
No, he said he was going to send it to me. Let's see. He was there on Friday. Trying to remember exactly what he said. He was going to send it to me soon. I was hoping it would come in over the weekend, but it didn't. So.
Okay. Thank you.
In accounts receivable, there's been some updates. One is that Whitewater has sent in a check for $5,000. That reduces their invoice for their outstanding balance by quite a bit. And also the new invoice that was sent out to Washington Kayak Club, I misspoke here, it was actually net 15, which means giving them 15 days to pay the outstanding balance. And the response back was that they would like to not only pay off the outstanding balance, but pay the year in advance.
Oh.
So that's great. We haven't received the check yet, but that was
great.
Now that I'm finally connecting with the right person. The Kennedy High School one, I also have now connected with the right person, and they seem to feel like there was no pushback at all about the amount on that invoice. So that seemed to be something that happened fairly quickly.
Madam President.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have a question. So it seems that there was some confusion about registering and swim lessons. And my question is, since we are not having the number of swim lessons that we thought we were going to have, has the staffing then, is that going to be reduced? Since
that's a temporary situation. We are going to
we're
in the process of hiring and bringing on new staff.
Okay.
So by bringing on these new staff, we can then build up. We can't have the lessons without the staff. So
correct.
Staff come first, then the lessons.
Right. So we didn't have the staff anyway.
It turned out that way, but that was because we had to let somebody go. That wasn't the plan.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Any other questions related to?
Yeah, Commissioner Anderson. Along the same lines with the swimming lessons, I guess I'm kind of confused. I know that you said the staff person responsible submitted her resignation effective March 14th. But that was in relation to the swim lessons or the Saturday lessons?
The whole thing. The
that was her responsibility? Excuse me, I'm not saying her there.
I don't know how much we want to get into this in a public meeting.
No, that's okay. I just wanted some, just if it had to do with the Saturday session.
It had to do with the whole issue.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Madam President, I'm going to interrupt again. So I'm kind of excited about this aqua aerobics. Has it been getting more traction in the deep end? Although
the
I don't know that that's the right word. Lack of traction.
The deep water program does seem to get a better turnout. It's not dozens of people, but
right.
It is certainly,
Did they just have one lane?
No, they have two.
Oh, they do,
yeah.
Okay. Well, excellent, that's great though.
Yeah, except we lost the shallow water. They don't do the shallow water
anymore. No, I know. But that worked out well because in the shallow water there were also swim lessons going
yes.
on. So
and that was a challenge,
yeah.
Not just for them but for us as well. So
okay.
It did work out for the best.
Okay. Any other questions? So I guess we'll move on to the financial.
So I, for one, was thrilled that our bookkeeper Christine, was able to finally get that $150,000 reconciliation off of our books because it was there was no $150,000 there. In addition, there is a correction here on the final paragraph. It's a weekly distribution of accounts payable invoices. I'm sorry, not accounts receivable invoices. And we've also recently, something that didn't make it on this report, but recently were contacted by the Department of Revenue asking why we're not paying our B&O taxes. And so we responded back explaining that, because the law says we don't pay B&O taxes because we get less than 50% of our annual revenue comes from the sales of our product. And her response back was that that's not what they have in their records. So I've submitted a request for them to review our exemption status. I should be hearing back by the 24th on that request.
Commissioner Zapfel, for the record, I find it interesting because in the January tax return, it specifically talks about it on page 56. It says 499 tax exempt non-enterprise swimming pool unless an activity. you know, we brought up from, I mean, it was, the city was doing it when they were running it. We inherited it, and we actually, like that one email I sent you, where it specifically pulls out an example of a swimming pool.
Yeah.
City swimming pool. I mean, it's very, very clear. So are you feeling like we made it just as a different number that we need an exemption under?
The only thing I can think of that may be the issue, and it's very likely these big bureaucracies, they don't necessarily communicate well with one another. I think the person who we've been getting communication from is looking at one particular ruling about our sales tax standing, and you'll remember the document that you sent to me where they responded back saying you don't pay sales tax on this, you do pay sales tax on that, et cetera, et cetera. And then within that ruling, it mentions when we pay our B&O taxes, when you pay your B&O taxes, you should do this, this, and this. I think what's happening is the person is reading that and thinking, then we owe B&O taxes.
They're not going to the actual B&O tax.
They might not be going there.
Because just for the other commissioners, the WAC that deals with B&O tax, if you look at it, it specifically uses an example that says a city pool that gets 50%, and because our operation costs are so high, we will never, let's not say that.
No,
it's
never.
But our revenue is 25%. Our earned revenue is 25% of our annual income, so it's not anywhere near the threshold. Any questions on that?
Commissioner Tyson, question. Then do I understand that we have collected sales tax from the patrons in here?
Not that we are aware of.
No, this was to do with B&O tax, not sales tax.
Not sales tax.
And just for clarification, too, the middle paragraph where I mentioned how Labor and Industries has notified us that that there was an overpayment of employment taxes, that was a mistake that Paychex made. They're the ones that calculate that number, so hopefully they'll help us in getting it figured out correctly.
So this is Commissioner Gangler, just to follow up on Paychex, because I was looking at the financials and stuff. It seems, I don't know if they offered you any kind of credit or anything for these errors that they're making, because it's taking time from the pool to deal with them and, you know, the whole error thing. And they're also not exactly inexpensive. So I think operations might help itself by perhaps looking at some other opportunities in payroll.
And now that we have the fourth leg of our stool, I've been saying we've been a four-legged stool operating on three legs for quite a while. And now that we have our aquatics manager in place, I'll have time to do stuff like that.
Great.
Commissioner Frangel Henderson, sorry, I did have a question on the report. When you say the weekly distribution of the accounts payables, which you had receivables, invoices will move to Mondays, is that when they're going to be submitted to King County, not the invoices that are emailed to
the weekly distribution.
So we get them on Fridays now.
That's
you moved it to Fridays.
It's Fridays.
Okay, that's what I wanted to be sure, because I know Mondays it goes to King County. Thank you.
Yes, it does go. Maybe that is what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Good job, Jerry. And I got to say, Christine's being right on it different Christine. I'm sure you're right on it.
Yeah. Old Christine's on it, too.
It's nice to see those invoices.
She's been a superstar. Mm-hmm. Been really thrilled with her work.
That's good.
All done.
Any other questions? Okay. TPAC report. Erin, you have anything you want to report? Did you say no?
I thought you said no. Erin Shipman, TPAC chair. So discussion this last month was on signage, which we are working on to do that research. So we kind of came with a quick list of things we need to work on, looking for that check and see. We did get a variance from the city from the code coming with a sign coming at 7:00 a.m. Not being able to feature not before 7:00 a.m. which would be beneficial for us if we had it on earlier, so that we could tell people if the pool's closed if it came on 5:00 instead. And then looking into just kind of ideas of anti-vandalism. for the monument sign, ease of maintenance for the sign. I kind of mentioned, you know, replaceable LEDs for the lighting behind it, not just like built-in boards. Asked to consider putting the sign on the side of the building to reduce chance of vandalism and reduce cost of the sign installation. And then the other main topic we had was about the mural for the side of the pool, which we had Jackie Carroll work with us on that, and she spoke with Horticulture on some grant options for that. And their main thing they had said is that the best thing to do is to come up with like a parameter we're looking for, and then be able to find an artist to do it, and then that the artist was the one who would have a better chance of being able to get a grant from them and or from other art groups like that. So we'd also put in
Well, just an update relating to that, because I was able to go back and speak with our Gold War girl, Beth, about that particular thing. And it's very clear from her perspective that what she has been approved to do for her project does not involve hiring an artist to do the project for her, who then gets the grant and that whole thing. So that whole route seems to not be available as an option.
So that'll be a discussion for this meeting of that. Yeah. So, so mine's a couple of things up with that, but we were looking at, you know, looking for placement of the mural, and we looked at some overall size for the west side, the parking lot there, and then some concept, style, parameters we're looking for, what the Girl Scout Fest vision would be with it also, along with other people's. And then hopefully be able to bring a preliminary design to the board to do preliminary approval, and then come up with a final design and have that approved by the board also. And we're talking with Jackie, and that's a good change with that if we're not able to bring an artist in to do it, but thinking that the cost could be anywhere up to $15,000 or more if we were paying for an artist to kind of do that.
Aaron?
So,
Aaron. I'm sorry, this is Commissioner Gengler for the record. So you have the cost of the Girl Scout mural at $15,000, possibly, I know, that's just, but, and I just want to make sure that it's clear that for under number one, the signage, the monument signage, there is a budget, and I believe it is $15,000.
Coincidentally.
I just wanted to, because the $15,000 is not assigned to this Girl Scout mural project.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, she, I believe, part of the deal with her is to be able to produce the money and do fundraisers like that to have that on her own.
Her budget is more in the range of $2,000 to $3,000. It's
okay.
Basically just to cover the cost of paint, and everything else is done by volunteers.
So that number probably going to change around to me.
Yeah.
With okay. The new information. And then we had some discussion about programming marketing. That discussion was mostly about the brochure coming out of the tool, and then also possible to build a report to what we talked about. And we talked more about that in the marketing meeting on Friday, where we were thinking that it'd be a great idea to, you know, promote the new swim program, the new swim instructors in the May edition, so that's ready for June for the upcoming summer. I think maybe put together an article about new swim instructors, where they're going to be hopefully all the water safety instructors certified. And then, and also, you know, be able to promote, you know, more articles about, you know, people at the pool and the lifeguarding programs, maybe the kayaking group, and the last one, everyone's coming to the training, that sort of thing.
On that note, this month's Tuffalo Reporter article does have a profile of Kay Mulliner, one of our volunteers.
Oh, great.
Chris.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Great.
Awesome.
I was very happy she was willing to do that.
That's
did
great.
She get a
thank
picture?
You.
No, she was a good picture.
She didn't want a picture.
She's such a pretty gal. That's awesome. That's good to hear. Thank
yeah.
you. Great. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Commissioner, off the record. Once again, I know I do it, but it's so important that, thank you, PPAC, for all the volunteering at community and outreach and the committees you serve on. It's, you know, really, really appreciated. And all the input.
And all the fruit cutting.
And the extra swimming you have with your daughter. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So moving on to business item, scheduling of the retreat, the Board of Commissioners retreat. I only heard back from two people, so, which they were saying April 29th was a date that would work, but after researching through the libraries, I don't know that the 29th is going to work.
Can we get here?
I can ask.
I went to the 29th too, I knew it was, but we can always try there and try here.
So, well, that's fine.
Sorry.
No, that's
okay.
It's okay. So that being said, I was going to move it to May 13th because it gives us some more time to try to find some place. Those were the dates we had were April 29th, May 13th, or June 10th. So
I would still prefer, sorry, I'm just going to say for the record, if it works for other people, April 29th, that's still my preference, but I'll just throw that out there.
Anybody else have any comment?
Well, if Commissioner Zapata wants April 29th, I would like another day. I'm just kidding. April 29th is fine. And I'd be happy to contact or do anything.
Will you be able to check tomorrow to see if we can get this place for April 29th? So as of right now, then we'll go with April 29th.
Is that okay with you, Charles? That was on the list of okay.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, I guess the community center would charge us, I'm assuming, if we went to the community center. Yeah, so we couldn't.
But this would be ideal.
Commissioner Tyson, I would suggest that we ask the school district to provide us with the space.
That's another option.
Yep.
So April 29th is the date at this point.
Depending on.
Not as another option, but as a
preferred
primary. Yeah.
It'll take me longer to hear back from them. Just so
we know. Yeah. Understood.
Commissioner's out for the record, I appreciate what you're saying, Charles, because, yeah, that would be great. Just but based on a conversation that we were part of a couple months ago, they have limited spaces available because the architects have taken over portions of the admin building that would normally be available for exactly what we're talking about. So it would be more of a challenge to get the school to open up, like the actual school classrooms and things like that. So I'm just throwing out there that that was more of a challenge. So my preference would be for expediency to try and see if we can get here.
We could request the use of Showalter Library, which we've used before.
Well, on a weekend, this is Commissioner Gengler, on a weekend, there generally isn't the architecture stuff happening. But I do know that the school district is challenged with the building and stuff, but I can look and see if there's any, I can look and see if it's booked. I can let you know, and perhaps then somebody can contact the school district.
Because I got the impression that President Frangella Anderson wanted to have an answer tomorrow, I can say that I will probably be able to get an answer for you tomorrow on this space. But anything we're asking the school district will take longer to get an answer.
Yeah, no, that was just to get the answer for Valley View.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. I can let you know if it's available, but I can't get you an answer.
But we can, at least if we can get this place, we can still pursue the school district.
Yeah.
And there is always, and I don't know if it's appropriate, but there is always to do that conference room at Friends Cafe. But, you know.
Typically, they close at 1 or 2.
Oh, that's right.
So, they be very common.
Expeditious.
We did it early and ended. But that's fine. I just thought I'd throw that out there. But yeah, if we can just. So April 29th it is at this point. If anybody has any suggestions of what they'd like to see on the retreat, I'd be happy to have them. Or if anything they need suggestions at all, I'm happy to take them.
So we should email you our suggestions.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Commissioner Gengler, thank you.
Careful what you ask.
I'm not saying that they'll go on. I'm just saying any suggestions would be very helpful. All right, so we'll go for that. All right. So that being said, that looks to be closing up on the business items. So now we will go to executive session, where we'll recess into executive session per RCW 42.30.110, I guess I have to say the G, to discuss the performance of a public employee at 6:50 1, we'll give you a minute. 651. For at this point, I would say for 30 minutes. So we will return back at 7:21. I just have to say the time that we're back from executive session.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Okay, back from executive session, 7:47. Okay.
I'd like to, the Commissioner's Apple for the record, I'd like to make a motion to increase the executive director from step A to step B per the TPMPD employee policy and manual.
Commissioner Gengler, I'll second that.
Discussion? Just for the record, Jerry Frangillo Anderson, even though I know it's policy and it is stated, but for the record, I am not for that. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.
Nay.
Do you want to say who?
Oh, Charles and Jerry Frangillo Anderson, nay. Miscellaneous? Anybody?
Egg hunt?
You talked about the egg hunt. And thank you, Vanessa, for getting those from Lolly and Pops. They're very cute. Check out the Facebook page. They're really cute. anything
motion,
else?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn. This is Commissioner Gengler for the record.
And I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Yeah, you were going to see if the room had already been rented.
All right.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. My calculations. We have probably less than an hour of...
Oh, my gosh. This is like the shortest meeting we've had.
No. Well, there's 6:45. Oh, okay. You turned it off. Oh. 6:50. So...